Rolle. Ja, mit meinem Mutter Tennis-Kurs. Also meine Meinung, wenn ich da runter war, Eskimo, ich bin so, ich bin so grün, dann als ich habe Zahlen, man, ich kann nicht. United States, nicht gut, gar nicht.
Waren Eskimo?
Ja, meine.
Aus Amerika?
Zu mir.
Kanada.
Oh. He said he's seen the blonde Eskimo. He's seen the blonde Eskimos.
Where?
Canada.
Maybe up in Finland, right?
South Africa? Canada, you think?
And that was used in a forest as being regative of
the Indian. Huh?
You bet. You bet, and it's the dining. Kabeh sud, ni angin kabeh sud, katet sud.
Ini beri lo kalau mungkin.
Ini piala ber, kan malu ber tu, betul ber. Tapi kau nak sih tengah ni.
Tapi mula kau lihat tahu design. Tapi mula kau lihat tahu design.
Tepat kau mana? Aman, tapi sok banyak.
Kau dia lo, kau dah makan sih.
Quite a generalization.
Yeah, sort of
makes
contact with
everyone. Do you remember
the
things that we were about to cover today?
Well, I didn't take notes.
Any of the anthropological writings that you want to ask about?
It may be on a topic that you want to know more about, or maybe a topic that you don't agree with, but something that you would like more information on. But pertaining to
survival skills surrounding water sensing, and if you
could include that. Tingriga, ano yani siyun kahuktok sa makano ka alat. Allah itu kita nyeri di tangunian ini.
Allah nyeri di tangunian ini. Cuma
orang
ini kita abang lagi cakap kalau sebenarnya agak, nampak Allah pingin dia apa sokong nang.
Okay, concerning any topics, he would like the questions limited to the Barrow area, because that is where he has grown up and knows of the terrain and such, and the people.
Does anybody know where Bjorn is,
if he's going to come today? He was going to come. But I'm interested in hearing what he was interested in, about Hugh Rasmussen and if Mr. Anderson remembers anything. But maybe we can wait until Bjorn gets here.
He was across the hallway from
me
a few minutes ago.
Yeah, just like a green man. Is that on?
What were the things we were going to cover? New craftsmen?
Hunting. There was Anguniyanik. I wrote down without translating it. Anguniyanik was hunting up there that we wrote down.
I think one, oh, it is going. One direction that we could follow, I think that would be similar to the whaling, would be on the questions raised about walrus. Walrus came by there. I wonder what time of the year was that, before or after mm-hmm. whaling, fall, mm-hmm. summer, or when, and mm-hmm. how they were hunted.
Mm-hmm. Sabin aivan silloin, moni on ihan tyyn aivan, joka kovalla on aati, no, sumiluvu, pisuvatiin, malokkanolo, moni arvatiin aivan, että aivan niin. Pagma paglu teman niya.
Hala mo ko yung mga chuki pagmuna. Nga mo kiba July nung saktong man siko alak din nga kahro siko kain man dahil rutin ni ko siya kahuro ay meron yung yaguro siko tamatama siya ka na.
Towards the in July, towards the end part of the month of July, and after the ice has left and returns, when it returns, usually on the ice, there's a lot of animals that are marine mammals that are can be found on the ice.
Semuanya kisinjek, allah tak kagum tak. Aibek kan butir lape, ada mikir kawan tu. Aibek kisah tu, kanu tu kisah pikir awak YouTube ni siko kanin mak butir tahlil dik, kisah sekarang dik. Aibek, aku sini ada gua kanin mak siko.
Before the Indian people started using the traditional means of travel, like snow machines, and while they were still using dog sleds and other means of transport, the Indian people around the Barrow area did a lot of walrus hunting, and at times they would be hunting without much sleep. They would be going back and forth to the hunt for the area where they hunted walrus.
Ai bikinot umiani ismaluk saw surut kanu ai bikinan me ai bikin ikcinaktu kaunang napeallaktu kijige ikcinaktu nge dikiteka sahane aktuni akotto ismaluk saw lo umia kijigo kaunang slangin man akotto umia.
People who hunt from using umeak, the skin boat, use the umeak to hunt walrus,
which is Ivan.
People who hunt walrus from boats need to be very careful and know the danger, especially if they are hunting walrus that have been wounded. They must be very, the person who's the steering person at the end, the steerer, I didn't know what you call him, needs to be aware of the animal's activities around the boat, because if he's not cautious, and the walrus might come up
From under the water and pierce the boat. Kanak si sumnak talo ni suro at ema. Nuna binig sakti, tikit sakto kami yung tiyaktok sa asuga at sa muna itsialik siko, uko ay magig nuna nilata siko mauna ito. Tula kami isuklo, tap ko mga, ay magig tiyak akumalo at abro mga kasupi at akluwit. Ay magig kasuro, itso ko yama.
Ma, kit kali nila din, ma'am, tamat ko ah, ay magig.
Hai.
Ya.
Suru.
Kanu kala tu di naik dia tu.
Nau me abe ya mesti naik juga.
When the those who are hunting our walrus from a boat need to pick ice
that has walrus on it. He hasn't said the name yet, but there's you have to be very careful of how you approach the ice that the walrus are in. And in order, you have to be very careful as you approach it to make sure that you can make direct contact. You have to watch the contours of the iceberg, know the contours underneath, so that your boat will be able to go alongside the iceberg before you strike the walrus.
Maligtagat ka amal ka ano ito pasuwa rin nga uwo nga ayawin nyo si Cutie Gupta sam na imet kanya kong luwa ayawin nga sam masamang nga umiya kanya kong luwa at sam masi ayawin atip tingin itaw ng kukuli at ikaw siya luwan na luwit takaktong luwit ayawin taw na at ikalok tuni tinguro.
As a young man, he was told that he was participating in a walrus hunt, and they were approaching the iceberg, that the ice that the walrus are in. They were told to pay to look into the water, and because at times there are walrus that are swimming underneath and can do damage to the boat if they're not careful. So, but if they see walrus in the water, then they were told to move their hands over the water like this, and when they do that, then the walrus usually
dies.
They are afraid of the action and the movement that is caused by hands.
I became mother, makwa piyat ilaksiat kusuit kaj. I was piyamin.
During walrus hunting, it was forbidden to hunt the young.
Kaya aywa ya yung tito ang mat imimang nga ulaw bisuktut tamna si aywa kit kakumabiyat aywa nang mipaklugit samang nga sikom sikomit tuga aming nik sikomit suwo yan ay wakasila agad.
If the other adult walrus is ever hear a baby walrus crying, then they go into action, so to speak, and start coming from all different directions. And at times, they may even break up the ice from underneath the area, the ice that the other walrus are in. And that's in reaction to the cry of the baby walrus or young walrus.
Yunik kabigang oruan ik ay bakit siya kaya yuto ay bakit ko ay si malo kano inyut ang mata kinyukot kinyutor kinyutor kisuga iksila sila laisan de ay bakit doon inyuk kalang amat.
People in the crew that are out walrus hunting do not like to include one that has boasted of walrus hunting, because it is said that the walrus know of this somehow, and they do they act in a way to remind the person of his boast to show him what they can do.
They perform. Rapisok to Lamik to Ivory's coming next at Tenna. Mariotic summing in the next summing in the law. I've won the Alapia Oru to Tao in the second and can mimic Mariotic summing in the woman that
during walrus season, the people of Barrow are busy at that time. Walrus hunting, preparing meat for the people as well as food for the dogs.
Taktung man, ay vaksilay kami ginuit. Umiuramit puksuni imakalib lugo. Hindi sa kakuro. Tayo masi, tayo nasa kaktok, tayo matusaka milog. I be tama di bila ho tama di patto after sa kamis
during when it's foggy and they're out a walrus hunting and can't see any walrus in sight, then a person, one of the people in the boat, gets close to the water and hollers into the water like he did, and this is to attract other walrus in the area. And usually, when they do that, then another walrus responds.
Talk to me now. Sama waktu kan itu nggak berarti
ada kerja mengenai harga.
He
has given you a general idea of the walrus hunt, and now if you have any questions.
Have they hunted walruses off the beach? You shoot them, and then they kind of come to the coast.
Do you mean Awalnya sih lo baru gua taruh yang sinyal ni, makin sinyal kau tinggal yang ni. Pokoknya aku lagi umi aku tu lagi duit. Abang gua ini taruh yang sinyal ni yang lain. Aye dia mah.
Tumpu ni mana kaki masuk itu. Unang nga si kume si akses tu dek si akses tu.
They do not stay on landlocked ice, but they can But they come with the ice that is returning. So they're on ice that is moving.
What kinds of weapons do you use?
Sumigo ka set ko ka hunting ayo siyo.
Inyong mga ma set ko ilingal supporte. Abla. Balik talaga kakamay niyo eh. 30-30. Patik talaga ni Kailan eh. Naga 30-6 yung pangit talaga. 30-amil yung tama na siyempre sumaray.
When I was growing up, the weapons that we used were guns, and he named them 30-30 and 30-6. Did he learn to hunt walrus? Yes?
When we, I don't know how it is with walrus, but in Southeast hunting seal, whenever we shoot them, they sink very quickly. We always had to go very quickly to get them. I wonder about walrus. I can't visualize walrus hunting.
Unani digo ka inigo ni sa Southeast Mali.
Makwalo ubani ay kami no na banyo ang mata makwalo salib sikta ko suit kay makwalo nakasa kami sa kaya suit ko nga lo kibit katawa wa yun ang nakitaklanin iluak si pataw kisya ni bisik kisya mga wapaya ni ani kisya buta ka ko
walrus think very quickly, and that is why they have certain tools like the unako to retriever. But they are told that when they are walrus hunting, they are not to shoot the walrus that are along the edge of the ice, because when the commotion begins, then the live walrus drag, push the walrus that has been wounded into the water. So they are told to shoot a walrus that is positioned further away from the edge of the ice.
Is it true that the pack of walrus swim with the female walrus in the center and the bulls on the outside protecting the female? I had been told that in another class in the second
community. I think you are in mommy,
تمتكو أغنى سلو كيكن أغنى سلو كيا لو كيكن يسويت أسي أمو سلو تماني سلطان سلطاني مدينة سوتين أم إلا هو بات
لشي ماما لو أبدا نهاية شميت تامنا يتشغل نمما
She says, he said that you know, and he was, well, he know, you know the activity, like he's confirming it. Okay. And he would like to know where what your source is.
Linda Ilana, professor of anthropology, who was married to a King Iyengar, has gone on walrus hunts, and she told us that, and I figured it must be true, but it just seems so strange to me.
Oh. Isari mini yok sama agana min mani isari yuwa mi gata kato mi gila na mi ka inyo pia mi uwe ka nga marwa ka King Island mi yun uwi yun takti ma nga wok isari wa
King Island mi yun mi chunga utkai awi mi yun utkai awi yun amuni ane nga ni kisi ane apeksu ta kakto wa tu sasu kita
Aglaan nga apeksu to akin na Ingle ko magay sa ayre.
Sama tam na kwa lo kala sa kanya ila.
He reiterated again that he did not want to hear about acts of things that pertain to in other communities because each community activities are different. Each environment, I guess, is different.
How I did that to be a question mark that you think
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then he said he would answer.
I looked at about 5, 6, 7 miles. I bet it's enough to come in money where you will come from there. I bet in mommy nalung, but it's enough to.
When the walrus are in the water, we stay away from them. We do not get close to them. We leave them alone, and they are. They can sometimes stretch for 5 to 7 miles.
Big herd.
A big herd would extend that far. So, the question. Yeah, that's what he said. So that's a lot of water. So When there's no ice, they are in that formation, I guess a long stretch formation. And when there's no ice, they are very, very dangerous.
Why is it that only the female skin was used traditionally on the off? Is there a reason?
That's all.
In his in barrel, the walrus is not used to skin the boat. Only very seal skins are used to skin the boat.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use a modern aluminum boat, or is the umiak better than a modern boat?
Aluminum nito umiak ang boat, but I don't feel kami na abekodalo umiak pero kas nakul hakpa. The other name right here is used for walrus hunting, and it was the whaling boat of the first whalers, the ones that have the mast on, the mast sail, right? But only a fool would go out walrus hunting in an aluminum boat.
Sumarroka. Alumanamnika.
Aluminum is German, I have a ship top that may have come here on what aluminum is having you to king.
I mean, I've got aluminum nick
from mummy, he's a little after. I have a ship out of it, I have a ship out of it to two or three or a new woman. We actually said, Pinella room upon mummy.
Nowadays they can use the aluminum boat, but traditionally, as you know, they didn't. But the walrus hunting techniques have changed from the traditional times to now.
In you kisu that pang mami, I pang nailing a look, but carrying the Inuit, I read only being a sabah, a limal look.
Nowadays, walrus hunting is not as big activity as it used to be traditionally because and only a few people go walrus hunting because of the permanent jobs that men have in the community.
Do they head hunt like people along the Barren States, like just Brother Isaac, like head hunt?
Oh, Brother Isaac. Pagmabagoka utkaring ni Isaac Sioranika do I ni ako yaksin yakli kisuwati?
No.
No.
Tanda sa ang uro umi Isaac Sioranika ilaw yung minyalchok. Never.
If a person is caught doing that, then he can never be, he can never join another walrus hunt.
I was wondering if you could describe that tool, the retriever, how they retrieve a walrus that's sunk into the water.
Una ba una ka, una kinya nga, itiresaw ka. So mapiliyo ko po na ako, katilo mapiliyo ko binyay.
Kino, tuna yung wisho, tamo nga eh.
Yeah.
Eh. Taka sabis kami tama na nawa kubiyat kuchera yung tama na kilo kunma na kubiyat kuchera yung iya na ome sanin mo kubiyat kuchera yung asi sabis kami taka nami una pin na wala biniksa na ni tama nga niyok toko yung sabis kami na ba mana mana puna makwal pelu. Ia tapi ni ada cuaca mana olah ini cuaca kena nak tapi tu mana olah malu. Ia macam kalau kalau
mana
olah kena puna ni tak mau nanti baru mau kecium ni kalau ni. Ini mau kecium baru macam mana?
This is wood. This is a wooden shaft here, and you have something to prevent this from moving around. And this is a metal piece here, and this is the harpoon head as you see it. And it's attached. The string is a rope or some sturdy, I guess, rope is attached onto here along the shaft and tied around here. And this rope is then attached onto the rope.
Sweet days,
Unak.
Unak.
I wrote it down here in water.
Take Nazi. Shibuanito.
Unak.
He. Tukunago.
need to look too cock.
Is it metal?
So many books are over, to be over.
Ivory, brass, kapunang sa bago siyo, o copper. Tungka miglo, naula miglo, at ka tuktam na, naula.
Naula.
No, no.
No, come on, nae.
This is Iko. The other name. Napunak is Naulak.
Naulak tayo kasi po ni tayo na. Piuro. Akso na man na si...
Oh, I'm sorry. Mauna, si Bonito ako na.
Eh.
Naulak.
Eh, ah. Mangungman. Piuro. Aksuna taman na kaligil na galawa ka, pinya una kaligil na galawa ka.
Or when it's, when we strike it, then it removes itself. And it's stuck and...
Unak tayo na.
The rope is attached.
Unak tayo na, naulugutan man. Aire nga mo. Apatakpa ka nga mo. Ima kumakalaw tingayip si Ivory. Sinap kami yung sinahanin yun. Tuwi kami, unak naman na tuwa ang minyik sa kumit kakluwa. Abatak pat, pati minakluwa kakluwa. Ay mo ko.
When a walrus is struck and it's furious, then it can service, it surfaces again and then destroys the breaks apart the unak and later on it can
come up next to the avatar book and smashes it. And it's
here. That's after it's been
harpooned.
And it has this in it. That is, walrus are very dangerous in water and one is very careful. Oh, Avatapak was the same instrument that we talked about in the wailing.
Oh,
that's that floor, the buoy. Yeah.
Does it usually take a number of shots to kill a large walrus?
Kind of. Kapsinigo sa kusugar room to kuchaklu ayla.
Inyo, will you see my just one shot.
Yeah, if the person knows what he's doing,
no.
just one shot.
Right in the head of the side, not in the front.
Wow.
That head is just covered with thin skin and a thin sauna. Mm-hmm. Right here. Mm-hmm. You hit it so many times, you won't hurt. No worries. All sauna in the front.
All bone in the front, so as she explained, there's a soft speed
on the side. I'm taking some of the other I'm taking the One shot, 15 sometime later. Yes. 50 is a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a little
bit of in front is has a favorite position and he has to know what he is doing in that situation.
What about younger hunters? I wonder how old anyone has to be before they can go out hunting in the old times anyway. I understand now that they don't hunt as much, but
I was around 12 years old.
12 years? That when you first got your first walrus hunt?
Yeah. Tapos yung mga lutang araw, at ikaw nagsika, ang lahat ang aming maliit na lalo ang may.
And if anyone is younger than 12 years old, they can come along if they have someone there to take care of them. But as well, I guess you can take care of yourself.
Do you remember the first walrus you got? Remember the first deer I got? I wonder if you remember your first walrus.
Sabi ko po ni ilaw ko ito nga ay binakin mata ako may sakainak ko kasi tiyulo nga malikin sa kalirama ay batilawan ni isa't ikan isa't ko po ni ilaw ko nga ito nga.
When he was a member of the walrus hunting crew, he stayed towards the end, the not the front part of the boat as much, so he didn't.
Sabkul guruanik, isimaluanik, sabutaka uuwa, sote gilo, inuwin na mga sabi, tuminalchok, inuwin isimaluanik, pisok toa, sabutin ito uuwa.
The reason being that only the very best, the people, the men who knew what they were doing, had to be in the front section of the boat.
Do you remember who you hunted
with? Kikuk,
Isi masuk ke sana tadi ya, umi apa aja pun malah tahu ya. Isi mobil,
nama,
jam pos, kikoya, itu lagi. Nida angupkan tua kata ada apa nak?
Nida angupkan sam husband sam father.
He gave a shock to Berlitz.
More questions, he welcomes more questions, no matter what.
What do you use the walrus for? This hide and the meat and the ivory and the bone?
Rocky Diamond, Abafiro, Kanugo, Atugunga Baru, I get anything. So, seeing it, I got a hot occasion of the way of Kanuk Atugunga Tilanga.
I forget. May kokluwit, nitimik, yung bayat suwit, kawilukan, may kokluwo, aksunamik, tuktaliyo, tuktak. Sama, yung luwo, alakalaka kami na atyomat, kakisluwo, matubluwo, kapsit, tayin na kiliktat, ayawin, sabagugay. Nakul at kunak ukwa si naksimil ni kakao ngalo.
Inna, taman na ay.
Kapalo nga ayaw ko, takilo ang naksilu, inna.
Inna?
Eh, ten na.
Nakibiliwan
eh. Eh, nakuklo. Iluat kao magkakalik lo.
Okay.
Nito magilu pa klo.
Stitching ah.
Wait,
we're in this right now. What he's saying is that the way they prepare it for food is that they sew it back together again with the kalk on the top, and the flesh inside, okay? And when they do this,
Kapsinik pisuk kami, yung ipiksakaan na kapsinik pisuk kami.
If a person has enough walrus to make, preparing to tuktak, he usually does, and it's stored in a place where it will not get wet, and he hasn't said where yet.
Dalit kollo, shit kollo.
The first...
Udaliyo ko, guys.
Okay, the first... What do they call it? They don't call the knees of the hind flippers.
She's pointing for you where that for flipper, two for. Eh, tell it over. Right, so. Probably now, look. We did not do the cracks of it from the new hole.
Okay, these are two kinds of flippers, the hind flippers and the fore flippers. Okay, and they're called Dalek Kukin in Uber and Sit Kukin in Uber.
Sit Kwak, Sit Kwak.
Okay. And the process, the end product of the meat when they make Tuk-Tuk is Uro.
Those bundles are, what's on the outside of those?
The walrus skin itself, the hide. Oh. And then the, you see there's no more flippers, they're inside.
Ah.
And it's sewn back together. Oh. And set aside to ferment, and that's what urak is, fermented walrus. Fermented meat.
When you say fermented, that you don't mean it's aged.
Aged, yeah.
You mean aged.
Aged, yeah. You know? Kana si yuru. Kana si yuru.
Pinabak tanda ilan chigugat ukiyukpaku kisiyani nakayisukyo.
Oh, pinabak all summer long they are let to ferment or age. And the intent is to eat them during winter.
Okay. Is the hide used for sewing or tools or?
You can the tuktalio in Marugo, album owning a sumun at all over you. Damn them up to do that.
Sure.
Album a mare. Talk,
you don't have to talk. Talk, 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 talk,
it's when it's in this, when you prepare it as a tuktak, then it also ages and ferments along with the meat.
I was doing a little pictures of shooting, but I'm going to go to mother. That is good.
It's eaten. First, the even if they don't follow this process, then it can turn into Uruk.
Do they make Muktuk too?
Out of Wallace? No? That's only with the whale.
Do they use the intestines for anything?
Oh, I should. Asi yoga, tematwa ingaluangi, atu wati.
Ingaluangi, tablamba salam makluwi. Nakikisuga, uruk, uruksuwi. Kalan, kalitamu na yung mga, nakit na kuwa, tematwa.
Yeah, the intestines are removed right away, and they are cooked. And eaten.
What is it that they? I'm sure in Vero that they don't make the raincoats anymore that they used to make. But is that seal intestine used for that, or what?
Oh,
you know they would sew it all together.
That's
the more raincoat.
See, it looks empty. Ingaloni,
pili ang hindi ko pa. Kami lang nga rin. Kung magayon ko yung kanal, lugit, pili si, silang nga rin maka, kung kausa na yung pali, kausa na niya. Ay, rin ang bit, silang nga rin,
the raincoats were not made from the walrus, and they are a product of a different animal. So, let that wait until we reach the other animal to talk about the raincoat.
I'm the Yuba, not Kalu with a Marconing and Lenny, but Shokta Yuba.
If you have any more questions, first let's finish answering your questions concerning the walrus, and then we can move to then you can ask questions of other animals.
Down the North Pajuk Silangali, Silangali, where of course, and the other Apic Pajuk says, but the Kisena,
I will talk about the raincoat. After the questions if you have no longer any questions concerning the wall.
The distribution of the meat.
did it stay with the hunting party itself, or was it distributed in another way?
Oh, apa kau tu ya? Karena gua kau tahu baru yang aku tercinta dia berani buat.
Ini malik tuat, aku gaj kan itu kapsiu mata tap kuna ni umi aku tuan ni ublu pak juga silang aja tu dek sakti dek nyumbu rata aku gaj. Agla tu gaj temat kau umi aku pisu gaj.
Okay, the walrus that is currently caught for the meat, that day is divided amongst the boat members, the crew members, but the tusks are the property of the captain.
Of all the walls that were
That's what he said.
Did you tell us where the tuktuk was stored while it fermented?
Oh, ang last na lock and be of similar okay lang sinyak to me. They are usually placed on a platform on a platform and covered with maybe tarp or something to prevent them from getting wet, and they are in that position for the summer. But they're placed on a little platform and elevated from the ground.
Are there terms for different parts of the meat, like say from the neck or shoulder or hindquarters, or are there special terms or ways of dividing the animal once it's been taken?
Here's two of them. That is called the flippers, six cock, I had them written down there. The four flippers, the hind flippers,
yeah.
And then the neck, the head, Niako makes this word?
Niakwak.
Then there's the coak, which includes the skin and some blubber and bits of meat in there. And that's basically what it is. And then another question.
So is this garana when you put on the platform? Does it get infected?
Abang hero juga kopi logo yang ni jabra tam tukar leh mon siapa kopi logo apa
kopi logo tu biu minyak suet nak siapa logo tabing mel.
The people in Barrow prepare their food so that they cannot be touched by insects or any other things that might make them not good to eat.
There are several stories in Yemen about people that have died of the meat that were intoxicated, you know, something during some processes in the meat while fermented. Have there been any such incidents in the North Slope area that you remember?
You've heard of them or you've seen them?
I've heard of it.
Urak.
Nalai sabak tanya ni sekian mau pasik mau tu kunali suru sekian mau pangmambat pasik ku menyaksi itu tak urak sat sama juga.
Yeah, tuktuk is worked in such a way that the sun will not heat it as well,
and it's only when the sun has kept it warm and has allowed, and thus the process of the juices becoming poisonous happen, and that's the medical.
What about the,
he didn't say whether he knows or anyone. It
may be what you have you have probably heard of people. What you have heard probably stems from people eating silu. Silu is a dead carcass of a walrus found along the beach, and that walrus has been exposed to the sun and warmth, and maybe the people that you have heard about ate some of that kind of meat from the dead carcass. I have not myself heard of any person getting poisoned, eating poisoned walrus meat in there, but I have heard of that happening down in Wainwright.
Atanek. Beside of Wainwright.
Atanek, just a little bit off this side of Wainwright.
I have a question on when they're sewn up now, is that a whole or is that a portion of the animal? Those three different pieces that are there.
Oh, these are whole ones, yeah.
That looks like a lot to move around.
They take the calf is the outer skin of the animal, and if it's any size, you can cut it into any size and make it into a tukta and sew it up. So they can be any size, smaller, or I guess manageable.
Yeah. Okay.
Do they drain the blood out, or is this fermented with the blood in?
Usually the excess blood has been removed. It oozes out as they cut it. And so the excess blood has gone from the carcass already. And they bring in parts. They don't bring in the walrus whole into the village. They have to cut it up. They butcher it.
Pour it into the intestines, move off the things and then stir blood in and then dry it. Like the caramel.
That's not done there.
Do you always cook it, or do you eat it raw?
Oh, this is fermented. I mean, it's aged, and you eat it raw.
Yeah.
Never heard of anyone cooking it.
How about some that is not aged? How is it prepared as far as cooking, boiling, roasting, water? What are some ways for preparing walrus besides the aging?
They retrieve the walrus in the water. Do they have to cut it up before they bring it out of the water, or can the whole crew pull it out of the water on the ice?
I got kami go ka inukan no pet ka lo in mamin kuya sa over ng nakro kuya sa ni over ng in mamin no
mamin nga no pisu ka no ket su in mamin ikilik to kun namay ug sikum ka no kro ka tuma ay veke su ukwa ketek se kisisa su puti to kun lo we tama ko ko su kanu ko ni wa tigu wa sikum ka ni agla de kilik yishma ga mejo Nagro flugo poko chura aji no ke flugo chiku kanga no.
As I said earlier, the hunters try to shoot the ones that are in the middle of the in the middle of the herd in the on the ice, and those that are shot usually die there on the ice. But when the a wounded walrus is in the water, then after they kill it, they usually haul it back out on the ice before they do any butchering.
So that they can haul crew and pull it out of the water.
Yes. Did you ever carve things out of ivory?
In video, do a little so
Maybe, maybe kakamata, CP, carving it.
When the Navy first came to the Barra area and CBs, I guess are the sailors, Navy people, he used to carve walrus at that time.
To sell to the sailors?
Mm. Or?
Not today though.
No?
No. Huh? Tutelu gulunga ay ko niya ko na tuwaslu, tuwaslu niya ko tutelu gulunga.
He used to make. Maggie asked, "What did he use to carve?" And he said he used to make buttons in the shape of a walrus. Why, I would like to have one.
Probably really valuable.
Yeah,
the sailor.
You want?
I was wondering whether he had any experiences with the communication between the walruses, besides what he had told already, and what kind of things he had heard about their ability to talk on long distances.
To sang a video of Naka editing of it, I read Avan Mun in Kiliptuji Matun Kisu, but Amuni Akuni in Yubatarakati.
Dam, now what killed you mean at Kira? Kanokalu.
He said he can't answer you because he does not know any communication between you.
They don't hear so well when they are up, maybe, or what, on the ice, because are they making lots of noise or what?
Oh, over a dark map, video. Kind of video in the kind of this room of a tea.
I believe she knocked the room. She knocked the room. Kaso kung nakto chikum kangan utam nga, agla alin na kanya kilo inyo it, pitko ay suy chut pudlo ting inna, ay bilang inyo kina nga isi gaman na ubinig,
nila kung bayab. The walrus
sleep a lot on the ice. The boat crew can usually approach them very closely, and they are told to sit low in the boat while they are approaching, because like any other animal, the walrus is afraid of a human face.
Do you have to be careful about polar bears when you're hunting walrus? Or can they be attracted to the place?
I'm not really sure. I was not listening. I'm not sure.
I have not seen any polar bears around walrus. This was really interesting.
So, question was, what does the walrus eat?
When they have just been recently swallowed by the walrus and they have not started disintegrating, then they eat the walrus.
Edna, we didn't take a break, maybe we can just end early rather than start into another topic that we would only be partway into. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that we talked about before were the elder's role in the community, for one thing. Some of the explorers that might have come around their new grasp. And other aspects of hunting that we might get into are seal or polar bear. And I'm not sure, what are some of the other questions that you have written down, and questions that you've written for today, for example?
Any other topics we should be made aware of? I just told him that you're going to be telling about topics or asking about topics that you want to hear about during the next session.
I'm interested to know about the land animals too, and how far from the coast the people of Barrow were likely to go to get wolf or wolverine or caribou.
turns out to be much more about the traditional things, much more. And I don't know whether you want to tell so much about the changing situations and the present situation in Battle. In the beginning, you mentioned that it wasn't what he had expected us to hear when we tried, when we answered, when we questioned about modern issues. When we questioned about the modern thing, the modern situation, the changing social situation, he mentioned that it wasn't what he had expected to hear questions about.
I don't remember that, but maybe was it during the second session?
I don't think anyone was here at that
point.
Was it?
Yeah,
that's what I
Over in a week to Sasa Kalasima or Kasaras could go on. Pogma got kind of the Isumatini, and you get in Uniani at Ingle Magan, in the Isumala of the year, and the kind of war Ingle, but in Uniani, Minakami, with Kalini, Isumala of the Yaku Ingle, with the work,
Would we choose it as a topic later on, or is it time for it?
I mean, changing.
Yeah, the modern situation.
Yeah. That the older traditionally and now.
Yeah. It would be a way to combine the elders' role today.
In thinking about questions, you know, one thing that would be useful is, as I mentioned before, think about what it is that you know already and what you can anticipate. What are some of the changing conditions behind that? Thanks is one, for example, lend some. That's had to have some impact. The oil has had some impact. I wonder if talking about specific kinds of things that we can anticipate would get us into a sense of the kind of change that's taking place. And then also, what are some of the services being provided now that elders can take advantage of, Medicare, Medicaid, health service.
You mean things that are in, that are
now
that are in general that apply to every elder in Alaska, or just
well, as used in the Barrow area. But my point is that the point I'm trying to make for the class is if we think about these things in the context of what we already know, then talking about experience, I think, becomes a lot easier to do if we talk about experience. What's the experience with the role in the Native corporations, for example, of the elders? I have some sense in some areas of what's going on. That's that there's some deference to the elders, and then after they listen for a while, then they go about what they're going to do anyway.
Vasily, you know, this is what you do. I'm talking about the opposite of you. Can you walk on the money? You do cannot be not to meet good. Because you are learning to what? Because you talk to what you're not to me in your own recovery. Can you do cannot to me? Can you not what? Can you come up to see what you mean? As you see me walk up.
Is it my dear little pogma? Walk kind of Utukanat, not to me, traveling in. That's a lot for three more. Three more times, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Three or two?
Tuesday and Thursday
next week.
Oh, I see. Boy,
it's
fast.
It always goes too fast for us.
2 minute question. That's why the time is fast.
Yeah. Okay, did everybody get enough from the last time?
Nope, I didn't.
And then?
I did, Ron.
You didn't? And, what we'll do is make up a set for Ross as well before going.
Mm-hmm.
We'll end it there for today then. And I think, Rod, it's your turn for notes, right?